Now turn to part two. You will hear a man called Tom Aitken talking about a company called Crunch, which makes cereal bars, which he set up with two other people. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
In the studio with me today is Tom Aitken, co-founder of Crunch, a company which makes very special cereal bars that have become bestsellers in the UK in a very short time. Tell me, Tom, how it all began.
Well, there are three of us, me, David and Alan. We met at university about 12 years ago. David did business management, Alan studied economics, and I intended to do the same, but decided on geography instead. Fun, but not as useful as economics, as it turned out.
And you've been together ever since?
Yes and no. When we left university, we all got different jobs, but we shared a flat together in London. And we like the same things, skiing and surfing nowadays, and competing against each other. And that started at university when we were all really into swimming.
But competition must have changed into cooperation at some stage. What led to the start of Crunch then?
Well, we'd all got into the habit of buying a fruit or cereal bar on the way to work in the morning. But we never really enjoyed them. Most of them tasted of nothing. So that got us going. We began by making a bar which included apple and gave out free samples to people on their way to work. David wanted to try banana, but Alan and I didn't agree. Anyway, we all enjoyed cooking and had fun trying different things before we decided to see if we could make a go of it commercially. We thought about renting a shop for a bit, but finally settled for a market on Saturdays and Sundays for a month. At the end of the month, we had overwhelming support, so we all went into work the next day and quit.
That's an amazing way to start a business.
I know. Some people thought we were a bit naive or even a bit stupid. I actually think we were just keen, you know, ready to get going. But it was hard. 9 months of living off our credit cards till we were functioning properly. The problem was finance. Our friends were unable to contribute, and the banks were not interested either. If it hadn't been for an American businessman, we might never have made it.
But now Crunch is very successful. Why do you think this is?
I like to think it's the quality of the product. Nearly all fruit or cereal bars contain extra sugar, and a few of the cheaper ones contain things like colourings and flavourings. Crunch bars are totally pure. We rely on the goodness of the natural ingredients, nuts, cereal, etc., and nothing else.
Other companies have copied your idea now, haven't they?
Yes, but we're still the leaders. That's the advantage of coming first. The company made £10.6 million last year.
So, what's the future for you three, and for Crunch?
The immediate future is we're extending the number of bars from 5 to 8 varieties next month. And then we're thinking of expanding into desserts. At first, we thought these could be yoghurt-based, but now we're thinking it'll probably be ice cream, to which we'll add our premium quality ingredients to make something a bit different.
Your company is known for having strong principles. You're not prepared to compromise on ingredients, for example.
No. We all believe in the same things, not to damage ourselves or our environment more than is absolutely necessary. At the moment, we're working on increasing the amount of paper rather than plastic that we use for the wrappers. And we're even looking at a kind that could be used as a wrapper but also eaten. Now that's recycling for you.
Amazing. Tom, thank you. And good luck to you all.
Now you'll hear part two again.
In the studio with me today is Tom Aitken, co-founder of Crunch, a company which makes very special cereal bars that have become bestsellers in the UK in a very short time. Tell me, Tom, how it all began.
Well, there are three of us, me, David and Alan. We met at university about 12 years ago. David did business management, Alan studied economics, and I intended to do the same, but decided on geography instead. Fun, but not as useful as economics, as it turned out.
And you've been together ever since?
Yes and no. When we left university, we all got different jobs, but we shared a flat together in London. And we like the same things, skiing and surfing nowadays, and competing against each other. And that started at university when we were all really into swimming.
But competition must have changed into cooperation at some stage. What led to the start of Crunch then?
Well, we'd all got into the habit of buying a fruit or cereal bar on the way to work in the morning. But we never really enjoyed them. Most of them tasted of nothing. So that got us going. We began by making a bar which included apple and gave out free samples to people on their way to work. David wanted to try banana, but Alan and I didn't agree. Anyway, we all enjoyed cooking and had fun trying different things before we decided to see if we could make a go of it commercially. We thought about renting a shop for a bit, but finally settled for a market on Saturdays and Sundays for a month. At the end of the month, we had overwhelming support, so we all went into work the next day and quit.
That's an amazing way to start a business.
I know. Some people thought we were a bit naive or even a bit stupid. I actually think we were just keen, you know, ready to get going. But it was hard. 9 months of living off our credit cards till we were functioning properly. The problem was finance. Our friends were unable to contribute, and the banks were not interested either. If it hadn't been for an American businessman, we might never have made it.
But now Crunch is very successful. Why do you think this is?
I like to think it's the quality of the product. Nearly all fruit or cereal bars contain extra sugar, and a few of the cheaper ones contain things like colourings and flavourings. Crunch bars are totally pure. We rely on the goodness of the natural ingredients, nuts, cereal, etc., and nothing else.
Other companies have copied your idea now, haven't they?
Yes, but we're still the leaders. That's the advantage of coming first. The company made £10.6 million last year.
So, what's the future for you three, and for Crunch?
The immediate future is we're extending the number of bars from 5 to 8 varieties next month. And then we're thinking of expanding into desserts. At first, we thought these could be yoghurt-based, but now we're thinking it'll probably be ice cream, to which we'll add our premium quality ingredients to make something a bit different.
Your company is known for having strong principles. You're not prepared to compromise on ingredients, for example.
No. We all believe in the same things, not to damage ourselves or our environment more than is absolutely necessary. At the moment, we're working on increasing the amount of paper rather than plastic that we use for the wrappers. And we're even looking at a kind that could be used as a wrapper but also eaten. Now that's recycling for you.
Amazing. Tom, thank you. And good luck to you all.
That's the end of part two.